want you to turn in your Bible and go to Luke 14:28. Luke's Gospel 14 and 28. And God helps me for the next few little minutes. Oh God, would you help us to finish? Help us to finish the race and the work that you called us to do.
Amen.
Oh Lord. You ever start a project and really you got a heart's desire to work on it and finish it?
Yeah.
How many knows that we started a long time ago? Maybe somebody's just newly come to the Lord tonight and you just started on your journey and just gave your heart to Jesus. You started something. And I'm telling you, we're going to have to finish it. And there's work to do in finishing our race and our life for God. 14:28 of Luke, Jesus speaking here. For which of you, any of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient enough to finish it? Oh God, lest haply or perhaps after he hath laid the foundation, that's a good start, ain't it?
Amen.
Lay the foundation of something.
Amen.
Lest after he hath laid the foundation and is not what? Not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Something happened that this man did not count the cost of what he needed to do to finish his house. You may be seated. Oh, Lord. I started over 51 years ago working on my spiritual house. I'm talking about myself. How many could raise your hand in the house and say, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, and I want to make heaven my home. Praise be to the Lord. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I tell you, we've got our work cut out to be able to serve the Lord. I want to go all the way. How many in the house could say, I want to go all the way, Brother Tommy, and I want to finish my life out serving the Lord? Hallelujah. I believe, Brother Ron, we're closer to heaven than we've ever been. Jesus is getting ready to come, dear brother. He's getting ready to come in the clouds of glory. And when he comes, when God sends his son back, I want to be able to hear that old trumpet sound. And I want to hear Jesus shout with that shout and say, come up hither, my bride, my children, I'm taking you home. I tell you, this old world ain't our home. I'm not going to pound and drive my stakes so far down in the ground that I forget about the heavenly things. Oh Lord, we make our plans. We have our goals. We have our aims in life, the things that we want to do, the places that we want to go. But I tell you, down on bended knees in 1974, I caught a glimpse of heaven. Hallelujah. It's been with me all these 51 years. And I'm telling you, I'm closer now than I've ever been. Praise be to the Lord. It's just about over. I tell Mary sometimes, I'm 71 years old. And if I live to be 80, if it's by the grace of God, how many can say, look at your life and look at your past. Look at the age you are now. It lets you know that you didn't come to live forever. Hey, Lord. Oh, David said, my life here is like a hand span. Oh, Lord, in length, my time is running out. But I'd like to say tonight, while I've got time and the rest of the days of my life, I want to serve the Lord and I want to love him. Hey, Lord, and I I want to make sure that I finish my house. I want to finish what the Lord gave me, the work that He put in my life. I've already come too far, and I look back. Too many sunsets, I lie behind a mountain. I've crossed rivers, I've went through desert places, I've climbed a mountain, I've been through valleys. How many can raise your hand and say, Brother Tommy, I've went through valleys, I've been in low places, but oh, can I tell you, I see heaven shining brighter than it's ever shined before. Jesus in the glory is getting ready to come. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go back with Him. I made a reservation a long time ago.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm a running.
Come on.
99 and a half ain't it going to do. I'm running to make heaven my home. I'm going to put everything that I got in it. Hey, that one song that the singers sing. I want to finish out. I'm running my last mile home. Praise be to the Lord.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it when the pearly gates swing open. Hallelujah. I walk in on streets of purest gold. Hallelujah. Can we praise Him tonight? Hallelujah. Let's back go. That's my vision. There you are. I've never lost it. It just is real tonight as it's ever been. And you had temptation. And you had trials, Brother Tommy. You better believe it. And you fought the devil. I fought him tooth and toenail. But oh Lord, Jesus gave me something a long time ago that's better than what the devil has. Hey, raise your hand. It's better than what this world offers. Hey, Lord, it's eternal.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Paul said it this way. He said, though this outward man perish, hallelujah, this flesh and blood body that I'm a living in, everybody under the sound of my voice, you are a spirit being. You are a spirit that has a soul, and you live in a body. Oh, Lord. Oh, Paul said, though this old body waxes old, hallelujah, it begins to wear out on you. He said, but yet the inward man, the soul on the inside, that heart that Jesus lives in, it will never grow old. It's renewed day by day. Raise a lot of hands. Renew me, Jesus. Renew me in my heart. Renew me in my soul. Hey, Lord, when I'm weak, hallelujah, when I'm frail, and when I'm sick, I'm telling you there's something on the inside that gives me that hope that I'm going on.
Yep.
Woo!
Glory.
Yes.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Come on.
The word finish comes from the Greek word teleo. I ain't good for Greek. That don't even sound good. The Greek word teleo, to finish, which means to follow through. You can't quit.
Come on.
I'm going to tell everybody in this house tonight, you can't quit.
Yeah.
If you started to serve the Lord, you gave your heart to Him, and you started out to serve Him, you can't quit. I don't care what this world says. I don't care the problems and the troubles that come your way. I don't care what family says. I don't care what other people do. They can live their life out and they can go their direction. But I've got to follow through. Holy, holy, holy. Only my Lord. Listen, God knows everything. He knows every hair of our head is numbered. One writer said, He hath numbered my steps between me and the grave. He knows exactly when I'm going to leave this world. Oh, Lord. Can I tell you, I pressed when I didn't feel like pressing. I went on when the devil told me, said, you have nothing. You you can't make it, you ain't worthy. How many's ever had the devil come to you and said you're too weak, oh, to serve God? You ain't as good as other people. But I'm telling you, what qualifies us here tonight is if the blood of Jesus has been applied unto your heart. That seals you where the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you and the blood washes you. That qualifies you for heaven, and the devil cannot take away the blood of the Lamb. Raise your head and love the Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh God, I started out a long time ago to run. I'm a running. Hey Lord, old Paul said, I finished my course and I have kept the faith and I have fought a good fight. Yeah. And I know that there's a crown laid up for me in heaven. Yeah. And I tell you, it'll pay off to get our reward. Oh, I started out to finish. Tell the devil I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory.
I'm gonna finish this thing.
Come on. Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Sometimes we feel like we're going in circles.
Come on.
Woo! That old devil tries to trick us out.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Head off.
Right.
He tries to make us doubt. And he tries to make us fear. Oh Lord, hey Lord, but I'm telling you, there's just something on the inside. God gave me a desire to make it. I don't want to stay here when Jesus takes the church out.
No.
Brother Ronnie, I'm telling you, listen to me close. When the Lord comes, he's coming for them that have made themselves ready, that have been washed in the blood of Jesus,
right,
and have been born again and been saved.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, if you don't know the Lord, you better know him soon. It pay you to know him tonight.
Yeah.
And get the blood applied to your heart and soul. He's a coming. I said he's a coming.
Yeah.
He might come before midnight. He might come before the cockcrow in the morning. The Lord is coming.
Yeah.
How many wants to go?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, he's coming.
Yeah.
Hey Lord.
Hallelujah.
If that same spirit abides in you that raised Jesus from the dead, that same spirit that quickened his body shall also quicken your body.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I got a mommy and a daddy. Mommy passed away in 2015. July the 25th. Daddy passed away on July the 23rd, 2 years later, 2017. Woo! Hallelujah. Had a good mommy and had a good daddy. But I can't even imagine. The Bible said eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I knew my mommy. Hey Lord, she laid in a fetal position, happened to have morphine, oh Lord, and high powered pain medicine, a dying of crippling arthritis. Oh Lord, when I see her again, she'll be straight, she'll be beautiful, she'll be clothed in fine linen, she'll have the robe of righteousness on. My Lord, and my little daddy about that tall, 92 years of age, a wrinkled old man, but he loved Jesus and he loved his family. Hallelujah. He had a major stroke laying in his bed, and when I found him, his heart bursted and there was blood all over him and around him. I thought I would lose my mind. I didn't know what to do. I went in shock. I called Mary. I said, baby. My daddy's down here dead in the bed. Oh, God, she had to come down there and help me. I've been telling you, they ain't going to be any heart trouble in heaven, brother. Raise your little hand. They ain't going to be any heart attack. They won't be any strokes. They won't be any sugar problem. They won't be any cripple. They won't be any blind. They won't be anybody that's deaf. Everybody will be made whole. Raise your hand. I'm telling you, when I see my mommy and my daddy again, they're going to be rejoicing. Hallelujah, on the street of gold.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't you want to go? Hallelujah.
Hey, 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 hey. Lord, I'm ready. Yeah. Come, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Raise your hand. Yeah. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Yeah. I got a longing to go home. Yeah. It's just about home time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on! Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Hey, wait, give me my wave offering in the house. Woo. This thing's alive. This thing is rich. This thing is sweet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you tasted that He is gracious. How many has tasted of the love of God tonight? How many knows in your heart it's real?
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Come on. Hallelujah.
Holy,
Holy Ghost.
Holy. Raise your other hand and say, Jesus, you're real. Oh, God, the hour now coming, and now is. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that are all that are in the grave, I shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and them that hear, I shall be raised up. And hallelujah. Oh, Lord, never to die again. No death up there. No heart problem up there. Praise be to the Lord. No disease. The dogs will stay outside the city gates. Hallelujah. Nothing can enter in. That'll defile that city. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Only the born again that have been saved shall walk through those gates. Come on. How many wants to go tonight?
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Children, all of my strengths come back. My Lord in heaven. Since I had that radiation, it's back. Man.
Yes.
Holy God. Praise God.
Jesus.
To follow through. To accomplish and to complete your work that you started. How many started it?
Amen.
You started for heaven?
Yes.
God bless you. Whew. To bring to an end a work and a task that you started.
Yes.
To complete and fulfill your call that God put in your life.
Yes.
Stay with me just a few minutes. We live in a time when people are so quick to lose interest in something.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They'll start projects and really work on them with excitement at the first. They put their whole heart in it for a while. But after a few weeks and months drag on, troubles and trials, they lose interest. Oh God. It just loses its thrill. Oh my Lord.
Well,
I don't want this to lose. I don't want to lose my thrill. The desire is gone that they had when they first started. Ain't it amazing that what you used to be, what used to be so important to us, and we really dedicated our time to it, and our efforts, and wanted it, we now tire with it and lay it aside. It ends up becoming an unfinished task. Listen, then we go on and we move to something else that occupies our attention. I don't want to lay Jesus down.
Come on.
I don't want to put God on the back burner.
Amen.
Holy Lord. Come on. I don't want to walk away from Him. Holy Lord. He's my life. He's my hope.
Yes.
He's my strength.
Amen.
He's my joy. He's my peace. Wave your little hand to Him. He's everything that I need. I'm not going to walk off and leave the Lord. I'm not going to leave the call of God. Oh, the task that He gave me. You might say it to me, Brother Tommy, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a minister. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a musician. And I don't even sing. But I tell you one thing. If you know the Lord and Jesus lives in your heart and you're saved, you still got a call on your life. What is it, Brother Tommy? God's called you to be a witness and a light for Him. Amen. Yes, He has. I don't want to lose my witness. I don't want to lose my testimony. Hey, Lord, the world is looking for a smile.
Amen. Come on.
I've had times here lately I feel like I can walk, just start running down the hallway of the hospital.
Come on.
Oh, yes, yes. Brother Tom, he's sitting there in a chair. He had that right leg up like this. Had that major stroke. And the doctor came in there and told Joe, and I know I've told this before, told Joe, there's nothing more we can do for him. His brain is completely fried on the right-hand side. But listen, he had this left leg down, and he was completely paralyzed all the way down on his left side. Could not feel. They pinch him. Pinch his leg. Can you feel that?
Nope.
We was sitting there this past Friday. Rhonda and Mary were sitting over there, and I was on this side of his bed sitting, and Joe was over there. And Joe said, now Tom says, you want to get back to play the bass guitar in the church services? Yeah. She said, well, you're going to have to get that left arm working, and said, you're going to have to get it healed. He said, I know I can play it. And he was using his right hand. Now, he's completely paralyzed over here, had been, you know. He said, I can play that bass like that. And while he was doing that, I watched him. His left hand was doing this. Used to couldn't move. I don't know whether he realized that or not. His left hand was doing this. She said, Brother Tom, she said, you're going to have to be able to walk. He said, I can. Keep that leg out twice like that. His sister went, huh?
Whoa.
I'm serving a God that can do it. Hallelujah. I'm serving a healer tonight. He heals the mind, the body, and the soul. Raise your little hand. He can heal us. Hey, Lord, yes, He can. Oh, Brother Tom's doing better every day. Taking those exercises. They gave him one of those squishy balls. He had it like he was working the daylights out of that thing there Friday. Praise be to the Lord. I have got a picture, if you want to see it, on my cell phone right up here. I went in there and I tried to catch his main doctor, before they took him out of UK down to Moorhead.
And I asked the nurse there, I said, I'd love to see the doctor. And he was just showing us and the family a picture of his brain on the right-hand side. And I said, I've never seen him come back in here. She said, I'll show you. I've got two pictures. The right side of his brain, tonight while I speak to you, you can see where his brain bled in four different places through here and the gray matter in between those white places. She said, this is the part of his brain that's dead.
Lord have mercy.
And he's able to raise that arm now. Can't get it all the way up yet. And he's moving these fingers. Hallelujah. And he's kicking that leg out. Can we praise the Lord what he does?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God ain't done.
Right.
Come on. I said the Lord ain't done.
Right.
Holy, holy, it's holy, hard. Holy.
Yep.
Glory. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Yep.
Jesus. We then go on and move to something else that occupies our attention. So God knows that that is our human nature. We wear out with things. It gets dull. Listen, my Jesus ain't dull.
Right.
No, he ain't. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, God knows people can't stay committed and focused because there's too much stuff. Say it with me. Too much stuff. Too much we're occupied with and in that we easily forget God. Oh, God. Too many other things that draw our mind and our affections away from the spiritual things of the Lord. The good and the beautiful things that we once felt were so important have now faded and are now left undone. So many times this happens in the natural. Things become dull and boring for a while and you're ready for something new, something different. Oh, God. You walk by your table or pass by the shelf and the project that you once started, and you say within yourself, you know, I need to get back to that. I feel the Lord right here. I need to get back to where I was, what I was working on. Did not the Bible say, work out your salvation with fear and trembling? Work out your own salvation. Have you ever walked by your bench or shelf and say, I need to get back in on that, and I need to finish the work that I started.
No.
Raise your little hand, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If there's things, Lord, in our life, the spiritual life that we've laid aside, we've forgotten about, walked off from, blessed Lord, bring us back to it, to finish that work. Oh, God, come on. Bring me back, Lord, to my prayer life. Bring me back, Lord. Put a desire back in my heart to read my Bible. Put it back in there, God. Work on me. Can everybody in this house say, work on me, sweet Jesus? What man of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he had sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he hath laid the foundation, he's not able to build. Oh, God, and those that walk by begin to mock him and say, he had a foundation. He had a foundation. Look, it was going to be beautiful what he started with. Holy Lord, I can tell you all tonight, I know I've been in this for over 51 years, and I've seen people come and go in the house of God. They started off right. They glowed in the presence of the Lord. They sung. They played music. They worshiped the Lord. They had a real good foundation. But the look at them now, oh God, that's all they've got. Lord God, it started out, it's going to be beautiful. And you say, Lord, I want to finish so I can go home.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Holy Lord. I'll finish that. I'll get back to it. But, oh, like you know, time gets away from you. and you become busy and occupied with other things. Can I say, oh God, help us not to do that spiritually. I don't want to ever lose my love and my desire, my testimony for Jesus. Would you come to the piano, sweetheart? Oh God. Oh God, oh God, everybody in the house that's able here tonight, everybody, would you stand with me? Would you stand with me? Heaven's going to be worth the journey, Sister Sheila, when we get there. It'll be worth every battle. Every time we've had to press, praise be to the Lord. How many would like to find a place to pray and come up at this altar? Lord, I want to finish. You've been telling me things. You've been showing me things, Lord. Lord, you've given me directions, and I feel like you're drawing my heart, Lord, drawing me closer to you. Can we find a place to pray now and say, Jesus, help me, Lord, to draw nigh to you. Lord, I want to serve you with my whole heart. I want to finish the race out. Come on, children, I want to finish. I want to see Jesus. I want to see my mommy and my daddy again. Oh, Lord, help me, God, to work, Lord, until you come. Holy, holy, holy. Jesus was hanging on the cross, and the blood was a flowing from the thorn of his thorns on his head, a crown of thorns, blood dripping from his wounded hands, nailed to the tree at his feet. He cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished. I have finished my work." Glory to God. The price has been paid for every one of us here tonight. The blood has been shed. Hallelujah. We can make it. Come on, tell him, Lord, I want to get serious. Oh, God.
If I can read the gospel to the lost, dear and far,
yes, Jesus,
I won't stand empty-handed. Peace.
Jesus.
I've been leaving behind.
Yes, God.
All my earthly possessions.
Yes, God.
But this I won't mind. Oh, it will make my heart glad.
Yes, Lord.